atoms, molecules, and chemicals. Most of the 92 varieties of atoms can join together in chemical reactions to form molecules. The chemicals that everything is composed of consist of molecules. A pure chemical substance will only contain one type of molecule. An impure chemical or a mixture will contain more than one type of molecule. The chemical composition of living matter. What are the most abundant chemicals in living matter? C, H, O, N, Ka, pH. The primary chemical elements that comprise living things are carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, as well as tiny quantities of many other elements. This includes iodine, zinc, copper, cobalt, magnesium, iron, and many others. Carbon's unique properties. Carbon, in a certain sense, can be thought of as the primary element in living things. Carbon has unique chemical properties that make the highly complex molecules needed for life possible. Specifically, carbon has four bonds, which are places where other atoms can be attached. Carbon can also form bonds that connect other carbon atoms together. As a result, there are very complex molecules that involve long chains of carbon atoms. Without these properties of carbon, life would be impossible as we know it. That is, life on Earth is based on carbon. Life forms based on elements other than carbon. This is quite doubtful. I have heard speculation from various sources that there may be life, somewhere in the universe, based on silicon. Silicon does have some of the bonding properties of carbon, but not to the same extent. Silicon can form some long-chain chemicals, in a way that is more or less similar to carbon, but not to the same degree. However, at this point in time, there is no evidence to indicate that any form of life is based on silicon, except perhaps in some science fiction videos and novels. For more information about this subject, see the following websites. Search phrase with Google: life based on silicon. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent 22 life plus based plus on plus silicon percent 22. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase. It will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.tufts.edu web link. Words on website. Alternative biochemists. www.newtimes.com web link. The New York Times space and cosmos scientists urge a search for life not as we know it. A brief note on organic chemistry. The chemistry of carbon, and its ability to form highly complex chemicals, is called organic chemistry. Organic chemistry does not just involve the chemistry of living things. Organic chemistry includes the chemistry of plastics and many drugs. With the properties of carbon, many synthetic materials have been created. Since silicon has some of the bonding properties of carbon, it might also be used in organic chemistry. Silicon can sometimes be used in place of carbon atoms in a molecule. Just as carbon is used to create synthetic materials, so can silicon. There are synthetic plastics created with silicon, which are often more heat-resistant than carbon-based plastics. However, this does not imply that there is silicon-based life, or that silicon can take the place of carbon in living things. For more information on organic chemistry, consult the following list of websites. Websites on organic chemistry. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.